All right, so somebody requested that I do an AMA, playful, and now I know why, because she's going to get to torture me the entire time. But all you mean people out there ask lots of questions.
Like forever ago.
Yes, it was forever ago. We had some
Forever.
scheduling issues. Yeah, so this is going to be lengthy and ridiculous. So you're welcome.
You realize that we're recording this for Daddy's Day, right?
Oh, Father's Day ridiculousness. Happy Father's Day to all the daddies out
All
there.
the daddies. Two baby girls being naughty and silly. What more could you ask for?
Nothing.
Oh, seriously? So, on the vein of torturing you,
Oh, Jesus.
tell all the nice people, my dear Ellie Mae, what you have at my disposal.
Okay. I have, of course, the Hitachi because
Dun
good
dun
times.
dun!
And I have a butterfly attachment for the Hitachi because I'm stupid and got it out of the drawer. And just
And
a
told me about it.
yeah, that was even dumber. And then just a, run-of-the-mill dildo. I hate that word, by the way.
We need a better word.
Right? What do you imitation penis.
That's even worse. A pseudo cock.
Pseudo cock. There you go. I like that better. All right. But that's it. That's
Okay.
it. That's all I'm giving you.
For my part, I have collected all of the questions, hopefully. I don't think there have been any added since I looked. And in the typical lazy fashion that, I ascribe to, I don't have them in any particular order except they're grouped by whoever asked them. So thank you, everybody who submitted questions.
Are you
And
gonna tell
who.
me who asked him?
I will let you know. Do you want to know ahead of time or do you just want to guess?
I guess I could guess. That would be fun.
Well,
Well,
the first one's going to be super easy, so.
okay, all right.
But before we get started, I think you should make sure that you're naked.
Yes, check.
Yay for naked! All right. And you should be slowly and softly touching yourself while we start. Just fingers. We'll start slow.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Well, I didn't figure you'd want to jump right in. I'm not no name, so.
Yes, I know he's wicked.
You know, I'm not nearly that cool, so. Okay, so the first question, we'll just dive right into this part of it. These are from Fei Fei Valentine, our
Okay.
lovely third partner,
Fuck you,
our
sheep.
third twin, triplet, whatever.
Right.
Yes, so of course the first question is, how many sheep would a fuck you sheep fuck if a fuck you sheep could fuck sheep?
All the sheep that a fuck you sheep could fuck if a fuck you sheep could fuck sheep.
Fuck you sheep!
Fuck your sheep.
Nobody knows that, so we're gonna have to wait for Lurking to like link that gif. So,
Yes, because people are gonna be
inside
really
jokes.
confused.
Question number two. How you feeling?
Awesome.
Awesome.
I don't know. Tired.
Yeah, by the way, it's 8:33 in the morning my time, and I went to bed at 3:15 in the morning.
That's not my
So,
fault.
there's
I
a
tried to wake
vendetta.
you.
Well, I'm going to be checking on you every so often, so
Okay.
I need descriptive words like wet and hot. Because, as Fei Fei states in her next question, we know you write, we know you sing, we know you think very naughty things. You even do very naughty things.
This is true.
You do naughty things?
Of course.
Is this the woman who's touching herself for me right now?
Yes, well, that is kind of naughty.
Tell us something you do that may surprise us.
Oh. Let's see. Well, I cross stitch.
Well, do you
Yes.
naughty cross stitch or traditional cross stitch?
Traditional cross stitch.
Oh, I'm just asking because
What would
there's
I
all that.
do with naughty cross stitches?
Hey, I made a naughty cross stitch, so come on.
You
I gave it to
did.
my dad for Christmas. He loves it.
Oh my
Well, because
God.
there's the whole subversive cross stitch movement where you cross stitch naughty things.
Yes,
But
I saw that.
yeah.
Pinterest.
Yeah. Craftster.
Right.
Which is where I used to hang out before I became a pervert.
I didn't know there was a before you became a pervert.
I was a closeted pervert. This is about you. What are we doing?
I know, sorry.
Touch more, touch harder. Tell us an embarrassing sexual encounter. It doesn't have to be the most embarrassing, but embarrassing nonetheless.
Oh God. So, when I was still in high school, I think. Well, no, just out. I was with this guy and we were at his house. His parents were at work and his dad came home early and caught us in the living room. Yeah.
And how far indisposed were you?
I was naked.
Okay.
And this is such a buzzkill. So I was naked and I think he was in mid thrust when it
Okay, so
happened.
you were like in the middle of everything.
Yes. It was horrifying. Horrifying.
Like floor, couch, bed.
Floor, I think at that point.
And what was the dad's reaction?
He turned around and walked out and slammed the door.
Did you hear about it later, or was it something that was just never discussed?
Not from the dad. I heard from the boyfriend at the time. The dad was like, "I hope you were using protection."
That's such a dad thing to say.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah. Don't, not mad that you're having sex. Just please, God,
Right?
don't get her pregnant.
Yes.
Okay. What is the first article of clothing you remove when you get home?
My bra.
That's I think that's the answer for most women.
Get that shit off. It's horrifying.
Okay, so do you do it like through your shirt like right away, or do you actually like take your shirt off and then take your bra off and then put your shirt back on?
I usually do it through my shirt
I
because
love
that
that
is the
trick.
sexiest way possible to
Like pulling it
remove
out
a
through your
bra.
armhole or whatever.
Yes. It's like a
Sexy.
magic trick.
It is, and the kids are like, "What?
Yeah, they're like,
Where'd that come
"Mom, oh
from?"
my gosh, stop it." Sorry.
Would you rather I whip my shirt off?
Right. Yeah,
See?
no.
Just wait till you're wearing. Oh wait, you have mostly boys.
Yeah, I usually go hide in the bathroom, but I'm too lazy to
Oh,
take my shirt off.
okay. What is a song from your childhood that still makes you feel the need to dance so hard you have to dance? Yes, in your seat or car dancing absolutely counts. And she says that she is a fucking genius at both. And I have no doubt about that. I think
Yeah,
Fei Fei dances constantly.
because she is cray cray.
She is cray cray. We love her.
Okay, let's see.
You better still be touching yourself, by the way.
Yes, of course. I think Rock With You, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
That
'cause it still
works.
comes on occasionally and I'm And then I dance and the kids are like, "Oh my God.
Mom, stop.
God, Mom, you're such a dork." Yeah.
They all grow up to be you, though. Joke's on them.
Exactly. They lose.
That's what we need. More alleys.
All the alleys everywhere.
All the alleys. Strip or burlesque? Because, yeah, different.
Oh, Jesus. To watch or to do?
We'll say watch.
I'm gonna say burlesque.
Why?
Just 'cause I like it. Well, I don't know. It's a little more subtle, I guess.
And more fun.
Yes.
There seems to be like almost like a humor with burlesque.
Right. Yeah.
Stripping takes itself too seriously most of the time.
That's
Not
what I'm
always.
thinking.
There are fun strippers.
Well, yeah, of course. And pole dancing is fun, but I don't
There's
know.
at least one or two people who practice pole dancing around this subreddit.
Really?
I'm not outing anybody, but
Oh, come
I
on.
may have seen proof and it was pretty awesome.
Damn.
You should slide your fingers down and put at least one inside you. Tell us how many you're going to use.
I think one so
Okay.
far.
Are you wet?
Yes.
On that note, an octopus, a squid, and a non-poisoning jellyfish walk into a bar.
Oh
One
my
of them
God.
convinces you to go out on a date. Which one and deets on the date? And you can kill Feifei for that question, but it's such a sexy question for fingering yourself. Though it might give you ideas.
Yes, it might.
An octopus, a squid, and a non-poisoning jellyfish.
Non-poisoning jellyfish.
Well, poisoning
Absurdity.
jellyfish would be terrible.
Oh, this is true.
I would rule that one right out.
Yeah, that would be the end of that one. I'm gonna say.
Well, unless you were like really into S&M.
Right? Yeah, I can think
Or pee
of.
play because you have to pee on it
No.
you. This
No
is what
pee
happens
play.
when you wake me up this early in the
I
morning.
know.
Okay, answer the question.
I'm gonna say an octopus.
Okay.
I don't.
Deets.
What?
We need details.
Details?
Details on the date, that's what she wants.
God
Give the
damn
woman
it.
what she wants.
Fuck you, sheep. Let's see.
Would it involve penetration by tentacles?
Yes. Because
Note to
all
GWA,
the
Allie digs
depth.
tentacle porn.
Only when I have to.
Sure. That's what they all say at the beginning.
Well, this is true. Goddamn Feifei.
Okay, last question from Feifei.
Okay.
Does eating an entire container of cheesy dip make her eyelashes look fat?
No, never.
Okay, good. She's just checking.
I know.
I believe that was her way of putting me off for writing questions was that she had a container of cheesy dip to eat, so context. Question from user called Ice on Sweat. You are in your most secret fantasy, the one you'd never dare tell. What are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Okay,
Yeah,
let's
is it like a
see.
mascot costume?
Oh no, I'm not into furries. Let's see.
Aww.
No
Now
furries.
you've destroyed the dreams of all the furries that are listening to this.
I know. Yes, I'm sure there are so many.
Probably a couple.
Let's see.
You're big in the furry community.
I
Kind of
am.
like, Cher is big for the gay community. The furries all follow Ally Mae.
God.
You should move your finger faster.
I'm trying. Okay. Let's see. Probably a schoolgirl outfit.
Plaid skirt barely covers your ass.
Yes.
Open
Yes.
button-up shirt.
Thigh highs.
I like it. By the way, I don't think schoolgirls actually wear thigh highs to school.
No, they don't, but in porn they do.
Well, that's the important thing. Add a finger. Just looking at more questions. You do what you need to do. Next set of questions are from the very lovely Doc Alley.
Uh-oh.
What is your favorite hashtag combo? You have to have one now, having been on BTA as long as you have.
Yeah, I think one time I used hashtag fuck you.
That seems very Ally Mae.
Yes, it is. And it was directed at No Name.
Of course it was.
And as much as I think YOLO swag go fuck itself into a corner, I think it's probably my favorite one because it's so stupid.
Was that a bourbon original?
No, I think. Oh, I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe it may have originated in that BTA.
Okay.
Yeah.
It goes back a long time, children.
It is. In GWA time. That's a long ass time ago.
Internet time in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 6 months of good relationship or a good friendship even can be born, run its complete course, and die a natural death with no hard feelings. It's like, oh, that was a good friendship.
Good time.
Good time. 6 whole months of my life. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. I'm getting sidetracked. Sorry.
That's right.
It's your AMA.
Mm-hmm.
You should get that dildo ready to use. What animal do you feel is your soul animal?
A gorilla. Isn't that sexy?
And what would its orgasm sound like? No. She didn't actually ask that. I should do it, but I won't.
Thank you, Doc Allie.
We'll save that. Cupcakes or cookies, which is better?
Cupcakes.
Why?
Because cake.
And frosting.
Yes.
You should start pushing that dildo in. Slowly.
Okay.
If you could have sexual relations... She says she's always wanted to say that. With any superhero, who would it be?
I'm going to answer this really weirdly. But, the doctor that turns into the Hulk. I think it's Bannon, isn't it?
Well, it's Eric Bana who plays him.
I can't remember what the doctor's name is. She's clicking and typing.
I am.
You're Googling, aren't you?
Robert Bruce Banner.
Banner, that's it.
And, it says with or without the uniform, but that would be with or without him turning into the Hulk, so.
Obviously without.
He would tear you apart.
Yes. That would
you
be
wouldn't
bad.
Like him when he's angry.
No, and you know, steroidal people typically have tiny penises, so we can just...
But tiny on the Hulk would still be fucking huge.
That's true, but all the death and destruction, I think...
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Banner, definitely.
Yeah. Plus, you know, if it's the version played by... who was it in the Avengers movie?
I don't know, but isn't yes, please. Cute? Yes. Yes.
That's going to kill me, too. And I know everybody's, like, screaming the answer at me. Whatever. Not Lou Ferrigno, because yuck.
All the yuck.
And I've heard he's kind of a butthead anyway. Who is on your five list, which is your list of celebs that you'd do if your SO was cool with it? And to make it more of a challenge, you should gradually turn it up with each person. So, since we're not using... the Hitachi yet. You should just go a little faster. Each time you tell me a person.
This is going to be such a weird list. Okay.
I love it.
Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin James.
Yay for funny guys.
Yes. And along that same vein, Seth Rogen.
Okay. His laugh annoys me, but if you got ball gagged at me, it'd be fine.
It's all right. I think he's cute.
You just want to grab that curly hair.
I do. You mm-hmm. know I am about hair. Let's see. I'm so bad with actor names.
Yeah, I suppose if you grabbed his curly hair and shoved it against your pussy, then he couldn't laugh. So. Go faster.
Let's see.
Is it hard to think?
A little bit. Who's the guy that does Talk Soup?
Oh, Joel McHale?
Yes. Fuck yes.
Tall.
Funny. Yes. And he's kind of cute, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I need one more.
Mm-hmm.
One more. Oh, the guy on SNL, the one that used to do Weekend Update, Seth somebody.
Seth Meyers.
Yes.
With or without Stefan?
Without Stefan.
Okay, you take Seth, I'll take Stefan. I'll make a man out of him. Keep going that fast. Keep going. Push it deep and hold it there and get your Hitachi ready. Because we're starting no names questions.
Oh, God damn him. Just preemptive, God damn him.
Okay. You know when you have it ready.
It's ready.
I want you to turn it on and hold it against the base of the dildo. On low. Okay. You can turn it off when I'm done asking the question.
Okay.
What would you call yourself if... If you could only talk in colors and shapes.
Pink round.
Oh, Ellie! Turn it back on. How's that feel?
Good.
Good?
Uh-huh.
You should kind of pulse it and push. There you go. Alright, question number two from No Name.
Mm-hmm.
How would you catcall a man on the street? Turn it off.
I hate him.
There's an obvious answer to this.
So if he was... So if he was an electrician, then I would probably, I would so never do this, but if I had to do it, I'd probably say, yo, baby, you really turned me on. Yeah, worst ever. This is why I don't do it.
Turn it on. You could have just said, hey, boy, you want some fuck.
Oh, my God.
Hey, boy. Want some fuck?
Hey, boy, hey. Damn him.
Question number three. What is the fastest you've ever come? Zero to coming.
Whoa. I think 5 minutes. I think I did that once with the Hitachi, but that was it.
And what's the most often that you've come? He doesn't specify, but we'll say in a 24-hour period.
6 times.
Okay. Was it you or was it somebody else helping?
It was me and somebody else helping, but I did the work.
Gotcha.
Go ahead, sorry.
Turn it on. Move it up to your clit. If you could invent anything in the world, what would you invent and why? And yes, fake sci-fi shit counts. And leave it on for now.
It would be a little alien that would attach itself to No Name's cock all day long and drive him batshit crazy at work.
What would it be doing to No Name's cock?
Vibrating or squeezing or nibbling or...
So basically just distracting in a positive sense, not like hurting him.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No hurting him. I'm not quite that sadistic. Maybe.
Not like some sort of alien that will just slowly eat it.
No.
What is no name we're talking about?
I know, but the ladies of GWA might murder me, so.
How's that Hitachi feeling?
Really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad. Turn it off.
God damn it.
Power of fives. Your favorite thing.
Oh, fuck.
Five favorite animals.
Gorillas. Dogs. Cats. Bears. Guinea pigs.
I have questions about the bears, but we'll save that for later.
Well, they're snuggly.
Alright. For the next five, I want you to fuck yourself with your dildo.
Oh, god damn it. Okay.
Five top kinks.
DDLG.
Okay.
There's a little bit of femdom, but gentle femdom.
Right. I'm not encouraging hardcore. And
yeah,
not degrading.
No, I guess it's more like mommy, little boy, kind of not incest stuff. You know, it's
no, I get ADLG. It. Yeah. MDLB.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Spanking, but not like beat the shit out of you spanking. Voyeur. And mutual masturbation.
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't hear that as a kink very often. But it yeah. totally is.
I'm weird. It's okay.
I know, that's why I like you. Do it faster. Top five best pickup lines. To use or have used on you.
Oh, fuck.
Or just to laugh at. Or just to hear in Bourbon's voice.
All the pickup lines.
All the pickup lines ever.
Let's see. Hey, girl, want some fuck?
Works every time.
Laugh my ass off. I don't know that I've ever had a pickup line used on me, ever. But the worst one ever is probably, did it hurt, you know, when you fell from heaven? Gag.
Mm-hmm.
Gag maggot. Fuck. I can't think.
Well, then you should probably go a little faster.
That's not gonna help. Oh. I don't know. I don't know.
Are we giving up?
We're giving up. I don't know.
Are you laying down on your bed?
Yes.
Turn on your side, three spanks.
Ah.
You're welcome.
Ass.
Turn the Hitachi back on.
Okay.
Put it on your clit. Dildo still inside.
Yes.
Am I bossy?
Yes, you are. Mm. But we knew this already.
You'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite phrases to hear or say anything. You know the rules. Sheep.
I do. Mm. Fuck you, sheep. Damn it all to hell. Lord love a duck. Snatch you bald. I need one more.
Make it a dirty one.
Anything involving princess.
Pick one. Put it this way. If there was a low voice growling in your ear right now, or you have a Hitachi on your clit, what do you want it to say?
come, princess.
You don't get to come yet. That's what I thought you were gonna say. Hitachi, ah. Okay, we'll give you a break for a little bit. Five best places to fuck.
I'm a bedroom fucker. And, yeah. But living room. The movie theater actually is surprisingly a good place. Outside. Like camping, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, the car.
Okay. What five terms, words, sounds turn you on the fastest? Since we are on GWA and all things audio and aural.
I know, say that word.
Right, aural.
Aural. The sound of a guy using a toy. That's like instant turn on.
Even just that kind of like wet sliding.
Yes.
Even if it's just his hand.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Guys, we like that noise. Stop editing it out.
Right? Oh my god.
Let's see. Placement, let me tell you.
Yes. Good god. Growling. Yes.
Growling. You can combine that with purring.
Mm-hmm. Anytime the person I'm listening to just completely comes unglued, I love that. Mm. And what is that? Three? That's three. I need two more. I was listening to one recording one time. I don't remember who it was, but they said, "Come to me, baby girl." And like that just, damn.
If that was you, if somebody's listening to this and that was your recording, leave a link.
Yes.
So that we can all enjoy your phrasing.
Again, again, and again.
And again, and again. One more?
I think fuck me is always nice.
To say or to hear?
Either.
Okay. You should put that butterfly attachment on your dildo. Or on your Hitachi.
Don't use it yet. My dildo.
Yeah, that wouldn't work very well. We're just making puppets with it now. God, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. What do you want?
I don't know.
I'm gonna make you spank yourself again.
Oh, what?
You just wait. If you could be any superhero with any superpower, but you had to have one equivalent weakness, what would they be? And we're still on no names questions if you couldn't figure that out.
Yeah, that screamed no name.
Yeah, he just wants you to scream no name.
I know he does. Wicked evil. Piece of shit. Okay. Superhero. I think I would be a mind reader. And the weakness would be sometimes you read things you don't want to read.
Okay. Have I mentioned that he's a butthead?
Yes.
Turn the Hitachi on.
It's a very loud attachment.
Just touch it to your thighs for now. Okay. What is 20 plus 4? Plus 8. Minus 10 times 10 plus 4 plus minus 3.
What? Asshole. I had you until you went rapid fire.
Okay, 20 plus 4 plus 8. You got me that far, right?
Yes.
Minus 10 times 10.
Okay, so... Okay.
Plus 4. Minus 3.
Hold on. What was the last part?
Plus 4, minus 3.
So make it negative 61.
That sounds about right. I'm not figuring it out. I was an English major. Put that right on your clip. However feels the best. Oh.
God damn, it's loud.
When is the best time for a Kit Kat bar?
Anytime.
You eat it all to your, all yourself, or do you share it?
I share.
That's all good?
Mm-hmm.
You think I should let you come early?
Yes.
Turn it off.
Damn it.
You're going to need to concentrate on this question.
Okay.
Would you rather eat poop-flavored chocolate while farting popcorn?
God damn it.
Or have the ability to fly, but only when rapping about your latest orgasm?
Yeah, we're going to go with the flying.
And I don't know why I said raping instead of rapping, except that it's pop-up replay, so. I just assumed it was raping.
Raping about your latest orgasm.
All right, what's your favorite game, Marry, Fuck, Kill?
Oh, God. All right.
Sean Connery. Justin Bieber.
Oi.
Celine Dion.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
All right, marry Celine because it doesn't mean I have to fuck her.
That's true.
All the singing, all the time. Fuck the hell out of Sean Connery. And just murder Bieber forever.
Can we, like, bring him back to life and then kill him again?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I know.
That was the last question from No Name.
Oh, thank God.
All right, I have to admit, that butterfly attachment might feel really good, but it's annoying to me, so take it off.
Yeah, it's very loud.
Because this isn't about you, it's about me. Next questions are from Outing Myself.
Okay.
The first question is no surprise. Is your dildo in?
Yes.
Okay. You should fuck yourself with it slowly.
Okay.
On a scale of great to fantastic, how much do you enjoy his balls? Balls.
Balls.
Balls. Okay.
So, Outing is my boy, so I'm going to say fantastic because it'll make him feel good.
Outing, you have fantastic balls.
Yes.
And everybody who has seen them, regardless of what they tell you, loves your balls.
That's right.
Please show us all your balls way more often.
Yes. Just not
because
me.
Because we can't get enough of your balls.
Right.
You know I'm going to get his balls, like, kicked to me, Skyped to me, emailed to me now.
Yes, they're going to be everywhere.
All Outing's balls all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Drowning in balls. What is the most intense thing you have ever done besides fucking yourself faster for me?
Sexually or?
No, just in general.
Intense. I had to give a speech to like 500 people one time, and it was really overwhelming. Like, I wasn't nervous, but it was just, the magnitude was pretty intense.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah. It was a good time.
What is the corniest joke you know?
Why did the moron tiptoe past the medicine cabinet?
Why is that?
He didn't want to wake the sleeping pills.
That is pretty damn corny. Okay, we're going to take a break from questions for just a second.
Okay.
I want you to fuck yourself as hard and fast as you can. You know you're not allowed to come without telling me.
I know.
So you better tell me if you start to get close. That sounds really good, baby girl. You get 10 more counts and then you have to stop. But you don't get to come. 10. 9. Faster. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Stop. How do you feel?
Good.
Question from Throw This Away, That Away.
Okay.
Who would be your partner in a dream collab? Choose anyone. Celebrity, real person, GWA poster. And, you know, not me, obviously, because that's the obvious answer.
Obviously. What the hell? golly. I always wanted to do a collab with Spurious. Mm. Always. And just never got to and can't now. So
that's true. He's the reason that you came to GWA, right?
Yeah.
Is he still posting, like, on a Tumblr or, like, a website, or is he gone?
I think he has a Tumblr.
Okay.
That he posts on, but I don't know if there's new material there or not. Actually, yeah. Yeah, there is, actually. Sorry.
Stars might be my new favorite person. So Starless Skies asks, how would you seduce a woman?
Oh, God damn it, Stars.
Details.
Details.
She says details with a smiley face. So. So tell me, Allie May Love.
Oh, Jesus.
And I think you should use your fingers on yourself.
Oh, God. I have no idea. Okay, I'm not the most seductive person anyway, so this is a little...
And just as an aside, in real life, are you interested in women? If you weren't in a relationship and...
Yes and no. I don't know if I'd want to be in a relationship with a woman, because it would be...
Because women are complicated and stupid. I mean, I didn't say that.
What? I'm sure I don't know what you mean. Yeah, well, I think because for me that the strength of a man is sort of important.
Mm-hmm. The ability to literally sweep you off your feet.
Right. Yeah. okay. All right. So how would I do this? I don't know. I would probably send flowers and, you know, start sending like sweet notes, like romantic little notes, and then gradually they would just get more naughty until finally I was sending explicit, like, naughty notes.
Mm.
And I think if, I mean, I guess we would have to be in a situation where we were out somewhere together, right? So, like, if we went to a movie, then I would probably, like, stroke her thigh or, you know, find a way to touch her breast. I'm so bad at this. I don't know. That's probably, I don't know. I would have to be really overt about it because I'm not.
You're not a very forward person, that
too. No, no.
Okay. Next questions are from Kissing Your Clavicle.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you touching yourself?
Yes.
That's my question, not his.
Okay.
How does your pussy feel?
Pretty wet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever had any recurring dreams? And if so, what was the strangest?
When I was a kid, somebody told me that that everything goes still right before a tornado hits. And so, I used to have this dream that it would be late at night and everything would be so still that I could not move. Like, I would be stuck outside in the yard and a tornado would be coming.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was.
All right. So, changing veins. You're making a sexy time playlist. What songs make the cut?
Okay. Pussycat Dolls, Button. God, I'm so bad at names. Okay, John Legend did a song called Tonight. And I'm gonna go for one more. Oh, what the hell? I Make Love to You, Boys to Men.
You're dating us, dear.
I know. I know. Because old.
Because old.
Mm-hmm.
I think. No, we'll save that. If you could get it on with any one musician or singer in all of history, who would it be? Let's get it on.
Right.
Okay, you don't have to pick Marvin Gaye.
Musician or singer in all of history, even.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, this is a hard question. I'm going to say Patrick Swayze sang once.
Okay, that works. Okay, stop touching yourself. You took a really long time on that question.
Yes, I did.
10 spanks and count them.
Oh, God damn it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Redo that one.
7. Mm-hmm. 8. 9. 10.
Good job. Thank you, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
If you could live in any fictional world, which would you choose and why?
England. Pride
That's
and
fictional?
Prejudice. Specifically Pride and Prejudice. That's fictional.
Okay. And why?
Because all the perfect romanticness. Yeah.
You like all the feels.
I do.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Feels are nice. No. Until they're not nice.
Yeah. And we got all kind of nerds up in this piece.
I know.
So if you could pick one superpower, so we're on our third superhero question.
God damn it.
Super speed, invisibility, talking to fish, etc.
Hi, Aquaman!
what would it be and why? He actually did put talking to fish, so.
I know. I have no doubt. It would be the ability to turn into a were-dolphin.
Touché.
Thank you. Thank you.
Last question from Kissing Your Clavicle.
Okay.
Who put the bomb in the bomb a bomb a bomb?
Hold on a second.
Are you looking it up?
No. I'm trying to remember the next line. Put the bomb in the bomb a bomb a bomb. Who put the ram in the ram a lam a ding dong?
Fair enough.
Thank you.
So that's who did it? The same guy who did the other thing?
Yep.
Okay.
One and the same.
Next user is somebody named Splat16.
Okay.
Who obviously doesn't know you very well.
Oh.
Star Trek or Farscape?
because I don't know what the second one is, I'm going to say Star Trek.
Okay. Original Star Trek, Next Generation, or some other variation?
Next Generation, because Patrick Stewart.
Oh, and here I thought you were going to go with Jonathan Frakes. All the beardiness.
No. I mean, you know, accent and all that.
Oh, true. Make it so.
Yes.
Hitachi or Sibian?
Hitachi, because I've never experienced a Sibian. So.
Speaking of which, turn it on.
Oh, goddamn.
Put it down over your opening, not on your clip.
So should I take the dildo out?
No, push it against the dildo. Thank you for keeping me honest.
God damn it.
Push it nice and hard, though. Mutual masturbation or intercourse?
Depends on the partner. But I'm going to say mutual masturbation.
In my own little question, do you like being watched when you play with yourself? With the right partner?
Yes, with the right partner.
His last question is, can you keep your eyes open when you come?
I've never tried. I'm going to say no.
It's like trying to do it when you sneeze.
Right?
Okay. Take the dildo out.
Okay.
And I want you to run the Hitachi top to bottom along your slit, so. From your opening up to your clit and back down. And we have reached the master question asker who asks a million questions. Luna Lovegood.
Yes, he does.
He does. He asks good questions, though. And I love his first set of questions. So, there's a variation on Mary Shag, or Throw Off a Cliff, or Mary Fuck Kill, or whatever you want to call it. Called Cuddle and Release Return, Keep, and Death by Corgi Swarm.
What?
Okay. I'll help you remember.
Cuddle, so Keep, Corgi.
Cuddle, Keep, and Corgi.
Okay.
So your first three is Puppy, Kitty, Slow Loris.
Slow Loris?
Oh, they're so cute.
Okay. Cuddle the Slow Loris, keep the puppy, and... Oh, Kitty. That's not good. I guess Kitty dies by Corgi Swarm.
That would be a terrifying way for a Corgi to, or a Kitty to die.
I know. Oh, I feel awful.
All right. The next three are Lee Pace.
What?
I don't know. He's kind of pretty.
Okay.
And let's see. Oh no, Tom Hiddleston and Hi No Name. Hey, he said it, not me.
Okay, I don't know who Lee Pace is, so he can die by corgi's form.
Okay.
He
would look very pretty dying by corgi's form, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And I would cuddle No Name because he's cuddly. And then I could punch him in the face and send him on his way. And keep Tom Hiddleston because, duh.
Okay. Kim Jong-un.
What?
Mao Zedong.
What?
And Jimmy Carter.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, well, I guess keep Jimmy Carter because he'll die soon, and and I'm going to hell for that. And he's not some kind of crazy-ass dictator. Cuddle the second one because I don't really know who that is.
Mao Zedong? Okay. Yeah,
I don't know. And Kim Jong whatever can die by corgi swarm over and over again.
Hopefully with lots of teeth.
Yes. And bloodiness. Just, yuck.
Okay, we've heard the Hitachi right now.
Yes.
What else is in your toy collection?
I have two Hitachi attachments. The butterfly and the thing like you have. I have two dildos, and then I have a Lilo now, and a butt plug that I've yet to use because it's just, I don't know, that's going to be a big step for me.
Yeah.
At some point.
I noticed that you didn't bring that with today.
No, because I know you.
I'm obsessed.
You are, in fact.
Everybody needs to put stuff up their butt. Or let other people put stuff up their butt.
Right.
All the butt play, all the time.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bonus points for anybody who lets me play with their butt. Mm-hmm. No bonus points for you.
No. Mm-mm.
Nope.
I'm good with that.
Put the Hitachi right on your clit. Have you ever used an ISD, which is an improvised sexual device?
Yes.
And what was it?
A hairbrush one time.
Oh, that's such a classic girl thing.
It is.
So many girls start out with hairbrush handles.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, to clarify, it's the handle. I'm guaranteeing it's not the pokey end of the hairbrush.
No, it is not.
Be a good way to clean yourself out. Ugh, it's disgusting. Yeah, I'm gross. What can I say? It's, yeah.
Totally.
I'm weird. On a scale of 1 to 10 of sensitivity, where would you rate your breasts and nipples? 1 corresponds to arm, 10 corresponds to the supposedly hard-to-find female pleasure organ, clit. Yeah.
I'm going to say a 6.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you should play with one right now. Pinch.
Mm.
Not too hard. How's the Hitachi?
Good.
You want to turn it off?
No.
Okay. Alright. If you found the perfect sundress, what color would it be and what pattern or print would it have?
It would be white with tiny blue flowers.
Ooh, very classic.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the ideal climate and biome or habitat for you to live in?
Someplace cool.
Because hot weather can eat a bag of dicks.
Yes, and definitely no humidity at all.
Zero humidity.
Zero, because all the bad hair days. Oh, gosh.
If you were kidnapped and forced to give a speech to Congress for up to 15 minutes, some sort of weird what the people think bill or something, it's a thought experiment, what would you talk about?
The necessity for everyone to have a Hitachi.
Men and women alike.
Everyone.
Because they really do work for, like, muscle relaxing, too, so it's not just, like, a sexy thing.
Yeah, no, it is.
Okay, well, I've used mine to help with muscle tension, so.
Okay.
Not just that muscle tension. Just so. How are you doing there?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you should turn it up.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah?
Yeah.
20. 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. 14. Don't come. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Turn it off.
God damn it.
Okay. How close were you?
Probably pretty close.
What do you think of legal sex tourism? International travel with the express goal of dalliances with prostitutes of proper legal standing in their locale. And such services are not legal in the home tourist's location.
I think it's fine as long as they're doing it willingly and as long as you're safe about it.
So if it was some sort of a licensed establishment...
Yes. Yes.
So paying for sex is fine.
I think so.
Okay. You have to get a super cute pet for a week, but you have to give it to someone else at the end of the week. Taking into account realistic travel and transportation constraints, what pet do you choose and who do you give it to? It's pretty obvious who would get it if you could send it through the internet, cough, playful.
I'm going to say... one of those kittens with the face that's all smashed.
A Persian?
Yes. But a kitten.
Right.
And I would send it to my mom.
Hmm.
Yeah, because then I could go over there and still play with it.
Well, there you go.
Cheating.
That's a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
The kids could still play with it.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the kids.
Yeah.
It's all about you. Hmm. Do you have any tattoos or non-ear body piercings?
Not anymore, no.
What did you have?
I had a tongue ring for a while.
Have you ever wanted more than that, or
yeah,
wanted a tattoo?
Yeah, I want to get a tattoo, but I'm struggling with, like, where.
Yeah, that was my big problem, too, when I got mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's a lot of canvas here, but...
Right?
Yeah. Where do we want to put it?
Right. And what do I want to expose to a tattoo artist?
They've seen everything. You win an all-expense-paid week-long vacation to an ideal tropical location for only yourself, with the condition that whatever in real-life responsibilities you have, they will be taken care of by a professional in that field until you return. The twist. This location has a law against clothes. Do you accept?
No.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine you going to a tropical place and...
Well, that's one.
Okay. Right.
One. But I was going to answer it assuming that I didn't care about heat and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But no. I can't. And he knows. He knows that I... Hell no.
All right, you're going to need brain power for this, so no touching anything.
Okay.
Describe vajazzling in a haiku.
What?
I don't remember. A haiku is 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables.
Oh, for God's sake. I write, but I don't write smart. I don't know if I can do this. Okay. vaginal beading. How much is the second one? Seven?
Seven.
I don't know. Pussy sequencing. I need two more. To do. Colorful.
Ooh, ooh, can I give you your last line?
Yes.
Look like 80s whore. No yeah. offense to anybody who has their vajayjay vajazzle.
Yeah.
That's but you hilarious. Look like an 80s okay. whore. Come here, let me vajazzle that bitch.
I just want to know if their you know pussy hair is like a mall hair. That totally came out awful, but I know what I was trying to say.
See, and now I have it in my head where like if you're vajazzled and then your hair starts to grow, that like it starts to grow and like pushes all the sequins off into the tangle of hair.
God, it's just getting worse and worse.
Oh my god, you're the one that woke me up.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Do you have a celebrity unattainable crush or infatuation?
Yeah, probably Seth Rogen.
Oh, this makes this next part of this question even better.
Oh, God.
Could you give that individual a Brazilian wax if it meant some sort of earthly treasure as a reward? Oh, God, I'm actually picturing this and it's so wrong.
Could I? Yeah,
could probably. You?
I could. Sure.
Oh, God. He'd be so smooth.
He would. And then he'd hate my ass. So it would totally ruin the crush. It's okay.
Well, it didn't, like, you could see his ass in Knocked Up, couldn't you?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. I've seen Seth Rogen's ass. Mm-hmm. Do you like anything sexually that you were opposed to for some reason or other earlier in life?
Mm.
So have you developed a kink that you would have been against earlier?
I don't know if I've developed one, but I am a lot less judgmental about them now. Like BDSM, actually, it's not my thing, but... It used to be, like, just the idea of it offended me. Like, I couldn't understand how anybody would really be into that and felt like women were being mistreated. But in reality, now the longer I've been around GWA, I've kind of understood more about what drives that. So.
And see, that's the interesting part of GWA for me is learning about the kinks, even if they're not my kinks.
Right.
Like, kind of the whatever goes behind them.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing to do in your spare time over the summer? Spare time. Have you ever met Ellie Mae?
No. Let's see. Probably going to the pool. As original as that is, that's probably my favorite thing.
All right. With lots of clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I'm one of those wear a bathing suit, throw a t-shirt over it.
Okay, I seriously, and this is kissing your clavicles fault, I heard that is a wear bathing suit. And I don't know what that is.
I don't even know what that is.
Apparently it's what a were-dolphin wears.
Apparently.
Would you rather pilot a space shuttle on a vital mission to save the International Space Station or pilot a manned deep-sea vessel to repair a ruptured oil pipeline on the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean?
Oh, God.
All the responsibility, Allie.
Yes, I think I'd go with space.
Final frontier.
Uh-huh.
What text emote most accurately portrays you a majority of the time? Giggling.
Yeah, right? The stupid little smiley that, like, rolls back and forth. It's cackling to itself.
Cackling. You don't cackle.
I can. It can happen.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most accurate.
Do you have any unusual sleep habits or dietary patterns that you know the majority of listeners would be taken aback by? And put the dildo back in.
Oh, God damn it.
I gave you a really long break.
I know. I think things have dried up a little bit.
Do you need to use something?
Yeah. No. Oh, wait. No. No. I'm good. Okay. Sleep patterns? No, probably not. But I don't know. Dietary, I think the weirdest thing I eat is like Cool Ranch Doritos with cottage cheese.
Oh, that sounds good, and I don't like either of those things.
It is good. It is good, but everybody always looks at me like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh. No, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you spend a lot of time at work on a computer?
Yes, all day long. All day long.
Is it hard to stay focused?
Yeah, I think I have a little bit of adult onset ADD, and it doesn't help that I'm like constantly multitasking and crap. It just means every damn thing distracts me, so yeah.
What? Imagine the creepiest, scariest, squirmiest, not wanting at all to think about them any longer, psychopath, serial killer, nope, 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 you can imagine. It'll be over soon, it's okay. What would they be holding, and what would they say to make them instantaneously not all of the above?
What? They would be holding a rusty knife, and they would say, just kidding.
And that would take it all back?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. But they'd have to say it like that.
with a lisp, actually.
Yes. Just kidding.
That's even better.
That's such a Luno question. I love it.
It totally is. If you had the option, would you allow your consciousness to be preserved robotically for an indefinite amount of time?
Mm. No, I don't think so. I don't think I would want to be conscious when everybody I know and love is gone. So, no.
Even if that means that you get to develop new people that you know and love?
Yeah, no. Okay. I think it needs to end at some point.
Do you like curry?
I love curry.
Mm-hmm. Power of sixes, and this is the last batch from Luno. We've made it all the way through Luno's.
Whoop, whoop.
Favorite numbers, each with a short reason why.
Favorite numbers?
Numbers, six of them.
Two, because, yeah. Because, you know, couples.
Okay.
Eight, because it's my birth date. 35, because it's how old I am. 69 for obvious reasons.
Touche.
Thank you. How many is that?
Four.
Oh, God damn it. Four, because that's how many children I have. And 1 million, because if I had $1 million, I could quit my goddamn job.
Yay!
There you go.
And then we would build a house halfway in between us.
Yes, we would. And
yes,
all
we
the
would.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. All the fun ever.
Yes.
And lots of babysitters.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite foods. Lightning round. Six favorite foods. Go.
Six favorite foods. Anything involving pasta.
Ooh, yeah.
God damn it. Curry.
Okay.
Chicken curry. Cake. what else? Hummus. Chocolate. Grapes. I love grapes.
Things that make your life easier that other people might not think of.
A ginormous washing machine. A salad shooter.
Do they even still make those?
I don't know. I have a really old one.
By Presto.
Right? God damn it.
Hitachi?
Yes.
Speaking of which, turn it on.
Fastest orgasms ever. Not really.
On your click.
How many more do I need?
Three.
Fuck. I don't know.
Do you want to take three spankings instead?
Yes.
Okay, three spankings. You can turn the Hitachi off.
Oh, thank you. Ow.
Do them again, you didn't count them.
Oh, god damn it! One.
Thank you.
Two. Three.
Six favorite candies. Turn the Hitachi back on.
Oh, god. Okay. A Hershey bar. Snickers. Twix. Three Musketeers. M&M's. A Hershey Kisses.
The first six nouns you realize after closing your eyes.
Hitachi.
And for those listeners of ours who don't know what parts of speech are, nouns would be a person, place, or thing.
Yes. Kentucky. A specific person who will remain nameless.
It's me, obviously.
Of course it is. Clit. And
two more.
Oh, god damn. Bed.
One more.
Shoe? What the fuck?
All right, that's fine. Turn it off. Disney characters who are not a princess or prince. Sidekicks, villains.
The dragon in Mulan.
Mushu.
Mushu. Jiminy Cricket. Little John and Robin Hood.
Yes.
Hiss and Robin Hood.
Yes.
King John.
In Robin Hood.
And Robin Hood.
One more.
You're never around when I need you.
I've got a dirty thumb.
Fuck.
Clucky. Not Clucky?
I don't know. Jiminy Cricket. Did I already say that?
Yes, you already said Jiminy Cricket.
God damn it. One of the Lost Boys in Peter Pan.
Okay, fair enough. After this next set of questions, you're going to come for me.
Okay.
All right. But that means you're turning the Hitachi on, and you're not coming until you're done. Okay?
Okay, yes.
All right, can you do that?
Yeah.
There's eight questions.
Okay.
These are from trying you out.
Oh, god.
What do you want your legacy to be in GWA?
Probably BTA. Because I think it's the most fun thing I've done.
Awesome. And we'll suspend giving credit to anybody else for that.
Yeah. No credit to none.
What do you want your legacy to be in life?
That my kids did something good and something important with their lives.
Describe the perfect day for you.
The perfect day?
Mm-hmm.
Out in nature somewhere, taking pictures. Cool and clear. And with someone lovely.
Do you want to fuck yourself with your dildo at the same time?
Not yet.
Okay. Have you ever been in trouble with the police?
Once.
Oh?
Yeah.
Do you feel like giving details?
I was driving with a suspended license. I didn't know it was still suspended, but yeah. So I got the pat down and all that stuff.
So nothing exciting?
No.
Have you ever been skinny dipping?
Yes.
That surprises me.
Well, I was young and stupid.
Do you have any scars, and how did you get them?
I have several, actually. I have one on my arm from a metal plate that is in there now because of a break. I was in a car accident. I have a C-section scar, one vertical, one horizontal.
For obvious reasons.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. Oh, I love this question. You are given free rein of a wrecking ball for the day. You can demolish any buildings or structures you want with impunity. What do you destroy?
There are a number of buildings downtown I would love to destroy because they're eyesores. I would love to destroy the house I grew up in. Yeah, that's probably it.
Okay. What one feature would you like to see added to your cell phone? Besides a Hitachi.
No Hitachi on the cell phone. Probably a one-way camera so I could see the person that was talking to me, but they couldn't see me.
Start fucking yourself at the same time. Last question from trying you out.
Okay.
You can bend space and time to your will. You are the mistress of the universe, both the creator and the destroyer. You are the supreme being with infinite power. And reach into the vast edges of space. Now, how do you fuck with High No Name? Always looking out for a brother.
How do I fuck with him?
Yep.
Okay.
And by the way, as long as you're thinking about that, fuck yourself hard and fast with that dildo.
Fuck. I move in next door. That's pretty much all it would take.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Install cameras?
Yeah. Pretty much just annoy the shit out of him 24/7.
Yeah, there's only one set of questions after this. So those are going to be our come down questions.
Okay.
Are you going to come for me, Ellie Mae?
I'm going to try.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know we want to hear you come.
I know.
Do you want me to move to the next question? Or is that too distracting?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Tell me when you're about to come.
Okay.
Next questions are from Haggis Hunter.
Okay.
If you had a penis, would you suck it if you could? Which is a question in honor of Slut.
No.
You just want other people to suck it for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about combining ASMR and erotica? It seems to be getting popular.
Yes, actually. That's... yeah, it's actually next on the agenda.
Do you listen to combinations of ASR and erotica? ASMR and erotica?
I have, yes.
What turns you on the most about it?
Probably the whispering in my ear.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Any words specifically?
Cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Princess?
Yes.
Baby girl?
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you like being told to come for daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm gonna come.
Come. Come for all the daddies on Daddy's Day. You know you want to. Keep going.
Oh, God.
Don't take it off. Keep going.
Oh.
Turn it off when you want to.
Oh, not yet.
Keep going.
Oh.
Sounds so good when you come.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Five more questions to come down.
Okay.
What is your favorite zoo creature? Seems like we've said this a lot. I think I can guess this one.
Yeah, it's a gorilla. Mm-hmm.
But this one has to be different because it's spelled with a U. Okay, never mind.
Damn it, Haggis.
Do you agree that the manatee is the most majestic creature of all? Justify your answer.
Yes, because Barbara Manatee, you are the one for me.
If there was a collab you could arrange, who would it involve?
Hmm.
And we've already discussed Spurious, so now you have to pick somebody else.
Okay.
Don't you love when I make rules about other people's questions?
Yes. I do, in fact.
You're trying to keep things interesting.
Let's see. Let's go with... let's go with Bourbon Neat.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Obvious reasons. Reasons for science.
Mm.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm. And,
where's he been lately, anyway? God damn it, Bourbon.
Busy, yeah. I'm trying to think of, I know who like turns me on, but I'm trying to think of a good combination. Let's do All These Many Forms.
Ooh.
And,
now I can't imagine those two doing anything together. So no, I would imagine.
No, it would be like a daddy thing.
Ooh.
So I want to be in there. And this should be a live collab.
This ain't a collab. This is just a Skype dream.
Right. Yeah, I know. Okay. I think that's good for now.
If you had to watch one sport every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
College basketball.
Really? Who's your team?
Louisville. Go Cards.
Louisville.
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 It's close enough.
Last question.
Okay.
And I'm not going to ask any of mine because we're already at an hour and a half.
Okay.
Do you have any films you can watch over and over again without boredom?
Gone with the Wind.
Do you know I've never seen that?
You should see it. Oh, God, it's so good. Gigi, which is an old movie with Maurice Chevalier in it, and The Quiet Man.
Love it.
Yes.
Love The Quiet Man.
Mm-hmm. What else? Robin Hood, the Disney version. Because Oodalally. I guess that's it.
Okay. Well, that's all of our questions, Ellie Mae.
Oh, thank God.
Unless you want to go again.
No.
Thank you for letting me torture you.
Yeah, thanks. I can't even word right now.
Well, good. Then I did my job right.
Yeah, you did, punk.
I'm going to go take a nap now.
And if anybody made it to the end of this thing, congratulations.
Congrats.
All right. Thanks, ma'am.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Allie.
Happy Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.